Welcome to the Thriving Birth Worker Podcast, a space for conversations about how you, the birth worker, can create not only a fulfilling and sustainable career, but a joyful and thriving life. I'm Erin Underwood, an educator, movement specialist, mother of four boys, and a total anatomy nerd. My passion is to see birth workers encouraged, supported, and empowered in their careers and life. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in today. In this episode, I'm excited to talk about a specific area I see many of us get a little bit stuck in. The balance of knowing how to stand in your expertise with confidence while simultaneously building a support community, both for yourself and for your clients. So this subject gets me super fired up, wanting to see the birth community receive the support that they need, including you. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, I wanted to share with you a few thoughts I have about collaboration and networking and learning to flow together as a birth community rather than simply feeling like an island, feeling isolated, feeling lonely, feeling like you're the only one serving the whole world, and it can feel really lonely. And you can look on social media and it feels like everyone else has a network, everyone else is connecting, and sometimes it doesn't always translate into real life experience. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the ins and outs and some ways that some mindset shifts that we might want to consider, and also just opening up the conversation to exactly how this works. So I, speaking of networking, met up with a woman in our area yesterday, and this kind of sparked the conversation because she and I were talking and she was asking me about the podcast because I had, pitched the idea of possibly her being on there. And so she was picking my brain a little bit about the hows and the whys. And I was sharing with her about how I see there are so many different ways that people, amazing people, are serving the prenatal and the postnatal community, the birth world. There are so many different types of birth workers. And I think sometimes it's almost hard to wrap our head around who is doing what and who exactly they serve and who would be the best fit. And kind of having those resources in your back pocket for your clients can sometimes feel a little overwhelming. And so there can sometimes be this push to maybe just stay in your own lane. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to keep my head down and stay focused and not worry too much about the outside noise. And I think there's value in that to a point of, in this age of social media, in this, it's so easy to compare. It's so easy to see what everyone else is doing. And also there can be this push when you're a student to be a perpetual student who feels like you can never learn enough and you can never be enough of an expert. And so to always feel like you have to take the next course or go to the next training or read the next book and be overdriven rather than just super confident in what you're doing. So there's this external pull sometimes to maybe not settle into your zone and settle into your space and feel like you can fill your space well enough that you have enough to offer. And I think there's something to be said about paying attention to that drive, because that's me. Like, I'm raising my hand over here. I love courses. I love weekend workshops. I love continuing to learn. And so there are times where I need to ask myself, what is my purpose? And do I have all the tools I need right now to serve my purpose? And I right now just kind of have myself on a schedule of, I allow myself so many courses or continued educations a year. And then that helps me narrow down my focus rather than I need everything and I need to say yes to everything. And that whole fear of missing out, seeing it more as an opportunity for me to narrow my focus and to have a really specific vision for what I offer my clients rather than just feeling like anything connected to prenatal, postnatal community would be of service. I mean, it would. In a perfect world, I could learn everything and I could be a sponge, but because my resources and my time, everything, it's all finite, I have to make choices. So that's a little bit of my thought process and just something I use for myself is I just set limits. I have to be the boss of myself sometimes. And then there's the other side of things of there's this sometimes resistance to studying anything that might be outside of your area of expertise. There is this tendency, I think, and what I see is there's this almost this fear that sometimes gets into our culture because we're afraid of getting sued, or we're afraid of like stepping outside of our area of expertise and knowing exactly what it is. And so you don't want to step at all outside of that. So you'll just really play it safe. And it's really interesting. I was taking a workshop one time with a teacher, and she was really diving into the anatomy of something and really explaining it to all of us anatomy geeks. We're like nerds. We're totally eating it up. And she's diving super deep and like really getting into the nitty gritty of this. And she stopped and she looked at us and she said, "This is strictly for you. You will not ever talk to your clients about this. This is just for you to understand." And that was really powerful. It was really simple. And it was a really powerful statement of not everything I learn translates directly into what I share with my clients. Sometimes it just expands my information and my understanding, and it creates a fuller picture for me to then be able to see through that lens a little more clearly as I'm talking to and working with my clients. But I don't pull those tools out of my back pocket because some of them, well, one, they might not be applicable. And two, it might not even be my area of expertise, but I have that lens to look through so that it just, I have more options in my own mind, in my language, and in the way that I can apply my own work. So I think there's a lot of value in making intentional choices to expand our knowledge, to expand our information about what tools are out there, what resources are out there, in a way where it's not necessarily like you're going to then implement that into your whatever your work is. But when you have that resource available to you, it expands your view and your vision in a really powerful way to influence the work that you do. So what I want to do with this podcast is to present all types of different stories, all types of different professionals, all types of different perspectives. And honestly, some of them might contradict each other. And I'm comfortable with that. I am comfortable with opening myself up and asking questions and listening and hearing of people's experiences and not necessarily landing with one right answer, with one right solution, with one right program, with one right protocol, because we as humans are so much more complex. And we all know working with the prenatal, postnatal body, like you can't create a formula around any of this. You can't say, okay, you go into labor here, you're going to for sure have a baby by this point. Or if you, all these things are so complex, we know that there's so many variables, we cannot even begin to guess what normal should or could look like. And I think we need to get comfortable around being a little bit uncomfortable around our approaches and around what we open ourselves up to. So that's not to say that I don't vet or look into the people that I interview. I definitely want them to be professionals and I want them to have studied and I want them to have results. But I am really comfortable with even sometimes promoting ideas that might seem to contradict each other on the surface. And then we can do a little bit of research and study and think for ourselves about what would serve our community the best. And not everyone is going to be a good fit for one specific client, but it's always really helpful to know what our options are. So the other thing that we can keep in mind too, as we think about referring out, is just balancing the idea that you don't have any answers, because you do. You wouldn't be in the field that you're in if you hadn't studied something and you didn't have experience and you didn't have wisdom and knowledge to share. And so we don't need to always be referring out when you might have the answer and just to stand in your confidence. And then there's the other end of the pendulum of, ooh, that ego can creep up. And we feel this pressure to have all the answers and to know all the ins and outs of every little thing, and to feel like we might be letting our clients down, or we might be undermining our own authority if for some reason at any point in time the answer might be I don't know, or I would not be the best practitioner to help you at this point. So personally for me, I'm a movement coach. I do a lot of prehab and rehab work. So I work with prenatal women who are either experiencing pain, more of a rehabilitation approach, or they don't want to experience a lot of dysfunction post-birth. They want to be strong and capable. So we focus on those goals, and then also rehabilitation. So I work with a lot of diastasis recti, pelvic organ prolapse, like developing movement protocols for them that are very specific to their needs. Now, I am not a pelvic floor physical therapist. I am not even a physical therapist, so I cannot diagnose or treat. So that is an interesting balance that most of my clients will sometimes, they just don't understand all the differences in who is qualified to do what. And so they will come to me sometimes and ask basically for me to treat or diagnose. And I have to very gently and kindly refer them to someone who would be a better fit and reestablish my clarity around what I do offer and say, you know, I am very skilled in these areas and I am super confident and I can see you get some amazing results here, here, and here. But over here, that's not my area of expertise. And I think there's some ego that can sometimes creep up, or there's fear sometimes, I think, of financially, we don't want to lose a client sometimes. I mean, this is our job. This is our livelihood. And so to step into that zone and say, I might lose this client. They might find someone else that's a really good fit and feel like they don't need my services anymore. And that's where we get to do our mindset work of approaching the birthing community without that scarcity mentality, without the pie is only so big, and if someone else gets a piece of the pie, then I'm getting less, and allowing that fear to come into our work. And I know it's easier said than done, but what I do encourage you to do is just to notice if you feel any of that fear rise up and just pay attention to that. I'm not going to act like there's a simple solution to it, but we can start doing some mindset work of just telling ourselves, nope, that's not true. Even if I do lose this client, I mean, I don't even necessarily like that terminology. For me, I'm all about, like, I want to work with people who I'm a really good fit for and who I can serve really well. And I trust that in the world, there are plenty of people that I'm going to fit really well with. And there are plenty of people who won't. And that's good, because there's no way I could serve even a tiny fraction of all the clients who are out there. And so having that peace kind of guide me. And when I feel that fear rising up or that anxiety driving certain decisions, I just know I need to check myself and pay attention to those feelings and not allow that anxiety or that fear to basically drive my car or make decisions for me, is how I say it. So it's not that you're not allowed to feel those feelings, because we all feel them, and it's not paying attention. It's not acting like they're not there. It's not stuffing it and just pretending they don't exist. But for me, I just don't let them make my decisions for me. So networking is a really powerful piece of this puzzle of, one, yes, there's going to be podcasts like mine that are going to be awesome and present some really powerful people in front of you, but networking within your own community is really powerful. And so, I mean, we have amazing things like social media, where we can follow specific hashtags that are specific to our local area and kind of keep our eyes out. There are amazing people who do coordinate community events and who are amazing at facilitating meetups. That's not my area of expertise, but I do enjoy going to them and participating in being around like-minded people. It's very energizing, and being in a room full of people who speak your language and who know and can relate to what you do And I mean, for me, it's really powerful when I'm in a room full of birth workers, because half of my friends, they just get really confused. And I've had some of my friends look at me and they're like, aren't you a midwife? And I laugh. I'm like, oh, my goodness. No, I'm nowhere near qualified to be a midwife. And then I start explaining what I do and their eyes glaze over. And I'm like, never mind. This conversation's over. I'm like, never mind. Exercise, you know, the drill. They're like, oh, OK. I don't really get it. So it's just fun to be in a room full of people who you can use language and they get it and they know exactly what you're talking about. And so for me, it's following your gut and your intuition on what to be a part of and what will stretch you too thin. And one of the funnest stories I have is I felt really strongly to do a training in Miami a couple years ago now that was specific to pelvic floor and core health. And it was, you know, it's a big commitment. There's travel, it's time. It was a big thing, but I knew I was supposed to go. I just knew it. And so did everything I could to make it happen. My husband was super supportive. The kids, you know, he took care of them. It went really, really well. But the funniest thing about that was I went all the way to Miami and there's women from all over the country there. And one of the women was from Oregon, where I'm from, the state I'm from. And so I started chatting with her about, okay, well, whereabouts do you live? And she's explaining it. And I realized she is not even a half a mile from my parents' house, which is where I grew up, which is probably 20 minutes from my house now. And so I knew exactly where she lived. Like I could picture the street, everything. And I had to go all the way to Miami to meet her, someone who lives just down the street from my mom. And so it was a fun experience. And she and I tell the story a lot because we just think it's so unique and funny. And yet it's like one of those things where it feels like it was supposed to happen. Like even if we had to go all the way to Miami to meet, and now we get to collaborate together and we get to pick each other's brains. And she's just a fascinating, ridiculously smart woman who is super supportive of me, and she's plugged into this community. So she's brought me along for the ride and introduced me to some amazing people. And I've been able to, you know, practice some of her online courses and give her feedback. And it's been a really awesome and mutual relationship. And we had to go to Miami across the country from where we are to meet each other. So definitely would recommend some in-person meetups or courses or workshops or something every now and then to feed yourself, to connect, to expand your mind, but also to expand your connections, because people are powerful. And when you can connect with people who feed you and who understand you and who can speak your language, even if they're not, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, those little bits of interaction can be really powerful. So that's another way that I just encourage you to just follow your gut and your intuition. You don't necessarily need to fear missing out. You're not going to be able to go to every single thing or afford every single thing, and that's fine. But just mindfully consider your options and follow your gut and your intuition on what would serve you best. So those are my thoughts when it comes to being open to finding that balance between staying in our lanes, knowing what we do, knowing what we don't do, and also opening ourselves up for networking and for connecting with people in our community. And because of this amazing thing called the internet, now our community can expand. There are really amazing online courses and that type of thing that are really powerful. And so just following your gut on that and knowing that you don't have to do it all. And you don't have to have every piece of the puzzle. That's the other thing I like to say, is like, I hold one piece of the puzzle. And that is not to say that it's not important, because I do believe what I carry is important. I believe what every single person carries is important. But it's also, I don't have to have that pressure to feel like my piece has to be complete. It's not the full picture. In no way, shape, or form do I think I could meet every woman's need in every way, shape, and form that she needs to work through life, to be supported through life. And so That's a lot of pressure too. So if any of you are feeling like a ton of pressure to be everything to your community, to your clients, that is something to be mindful of. This doesn't have to be incredibly pressure-filled work all the time. Like, yes, there are pressure-filled moments and there are intense moments and there are intense times. But if it's always feeling really heavy, knowing that you can network and connect and find support, it's really powerful. So I hope you have a wonderful day. Shoot me a DM or an email if you have some thoughts about this, or you can go to my Instagram page and tag someone that you have been super supported by. And I hope to talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening today. When I'm not having these types of conversations, I'm all about practical movement to help you feel strong and supported in your body. So I've created a 4 shifts to a stronger back guide for you. You can find it on our website, thrivingbirthworker.com, under the show notes for today, episode 2. If you're enjoying this podcast, one of the best ways you can support us is by hitting that subscribe button. To stay in the loop on upcoming episodes, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Thriving Birth Worker. The information and discussion provided on this podcast are not intended and should not be construed as medical advice. If you have a medical concern, you should consult with an appropriately licensed physician or healthcare provider.